You monitor fans, and you're talking about this with people all day, every day. What's the mood right now?
I mean, I think there's two worlds that I live in, and I talked about this on the Big Three Roll-Up last night, but I live in two worlds, right? I live in one world where reality has set in, and it probably set in a while ago for most fans. But then there's another group of fans that saw the win over Louisville and saw the win over NC State going into the bye week and felt like, hey, this program has truly turned a corner. They ignored all the signs that have been there for so long, and they wanted to believe so bad that this team was going to be competitive against Clemson, and really they were just along for the ride. I mean, Clemson did what they wanted until Dabo called off the dogs in, what, the beginning of the third quarter, really. It was ugly, and I think now everybody has sunk back into reality to see just how wide that talent gap is between the top of the ACC, where Clemson is, and wherever FSU ranks among the ACC. But whatever it is, the gap is wide.
And what recourse does Willie Taggart have right now? What could he be doing to help fix some of this?
Whew, that's a loaded question, huh? Because
yeah,
you can ask that any week, any one of the weeks for the last 15. I think really just letting Kendall Briles do his thing and lean on the defense. Bringing in Jim Leavitt seemed to get a little bit better. And I didn't really expect the defense to impose their will against Clemson. I didn't think that they would get run over necessarily the way that they did by the first team offense. But look, they've gotten better as the season's gone on. The offense has gotten better. I think you just have to stay the course. Don't meddle too much. Don't blow this up because you got beat by Clemson, the number one team in the country, well, number two team. And, you know, just stay the course. You got Wake Forest next. FSU's been able to score points, and their defense has gotten better. If they can continue to do that, I think they can win, you know, four of the next five, three of the next five, somewhere in that range.
Josh Newberg with us, 24/7 Sports, and also the Big Three Roll-Up. Do you think it's a definite that after the season they'll elevate Leavitt as coordinator?
I don't know if I could – I wouldn't say definite, only because you don't know what his options are. If FSU would have their way, yeah, I think that would be the plan. There's probably no question about that. He's kind of running the defense as a shadow coordinator right now. So, yeah, and, you know, this is a scheme that Harlan Barnett's not even familiar with. So this is his first time calling it. I think Jim Leavitt's a much better fit. It just depends on what his options are after the season.
And I'm going to ask you this probably another 100 times until it's over. Willie's safe until end of year three, right?
Right now, yes. If that's where I would put a very big emphasis on this game. I'm not going to say this Wake Forest game would make or break his tenure. I just think that if they were to drop this game, things could really start to go sideways in the locker room, within the coaching ranks, and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's an important, important game, but it's not going to make or break him.
Well, yeah, what you're saying is a really bad performance could escalate things. What that means, we don't know.
Yeah, well, a bad performance against Wake Forest, and now you're looking at the Syracuse game funny. Now you're looking at Boston. You know, there's no definite wins on the schedule outside of Alabama State if you lose to Wake Forest. I mean, every game's a toss-up from there on out. And if they do not make a bowl or if they finish 6-6, I think his job is very much in question.
We talk about rivalry games that are important, like Alabama, Auburn, Michigan, Ohio State. You got to win your share of those. If Florida blows out Florida State again, I know it doesn't help things. It hurts. But how big is that game for Willie Taggart?
I think it'll depend on the outcome of the Miami game, right? Like, you never want to go 0-2 in your rivalry games. So I think if they can beat Miami, it gives them a little bit more leeway. Florida is a dominant program, dominant team right now, and a program that has things going in the right direction. FSU still looks lost at sea. I don't think a loss to UF is going to be all that damning, but a loss to Miami and UF definitely looks bad on the resume.
Big Three Roll-Up. You guys talk Miami, Florida State, Florida. What's the mood around Miami after that hey, Virginia was playing some pretty good football going into that game.
Yeah, I still don't think that they have a real direction. Miami's kind of it's a toss-up week in, week out with Miami. They did play a good Virginia team and played better defense, something that they hadn't done in the previous week. So, you know, I think there's some hopefulness. Kev expressed a little bit of that, but he's very cautious moving forward with this program.
Yeah, and who have they named a quarterback? Is there a starter between the two?
I'm not sure. I think it has to do with Jaren Williams' health. I didn't see if he's been practicing this week or not. I think if he's healthy, then he'll go, but I'm not sure yet.
What is next up on the Big Three roll-up?
Well, the show drops tomorrow. We spend a lot of time talking football. We do our mid-season reports, whether or not our teams are living up to expectations, some of the biggest surprises, disappointments. We recap it all. The show drops 7 a.m. Thursday mornings, wherever you guys get your podcast.
And what's the feeling on now, did anybody pick, other than probably Silk, did anybody pick Florida over LSU?
No, I don't think so.
Unless not even Silk?
Kev didn't. I don't think TJ did.
Okay. All right. Well, I know. But that game, that LSU game, because it was in Death Valley on a Saturday night, went about as expected, correct?
It was a great game. I mean, it was a great game. I can understand Florida fans. Like, that's one of those games where I can understand a good, quote-unquote, good loss. I mean, they were competitive all the way through middle to the end of the fourth quarter. LSU finally pulled away in the end. I think it shows kind of Florida's still not to the elite tier, but they are a very good team right now.
All right, Berg, we'll see you next Wednesday.
See you, Bill. Have a good one.